So an Indian-American-Afghan plot to undermine Pakistan? Nonsense, say Indians who, according to Sadanand Dume, a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, weren't surprised to learn of bin Laden's whereabouts.
Well, in a nutshell, the reaction in India has really been, we told you so. And it sort of reinforced the long-held Indian view that Pakistan is really complicit in global terrorism.
When you say we told you so, presumably saying this to the United States because the perception in India is that the U.S. is a better friend and ally to Pakistan than it is to India?
The perception in India is that the U.S. is soft on Pakistan. Mm. The perception in India is that the U.S. does not see Pakistan for what it really is.
We just heard from Pakistani analyst Imtiaz Gul in Islamabad. He talks about very real, not imagined, very real concerns by the government and the military and intelligence establishment in Pakistan. Now, on the one hand, they have this relationship with the U.S. that they depend on. Certainly there's money involved in that relationship. And on the other hand, there is a domestic population that doesn't like it. I mean, what other options does Pakistan? In some ways, Pakistan has to play this kind of dual game, right?
Well, I disagree with that. I don't think Pakistan has to play a double game. I think it has to play a double game only if it believes that it needs jihadist proxies in Afghanistan and India to further its influence. If it believes, as I do, that India is essentially a large inward-looking country that is most focused on economic growth, then it doesn't need to back terrorist groups. Of course, it's going to still have legitimate defense concerns, which I think any country should, but those are totally different. The nub of the problem is not that Pakistan needs a robust defense, but does it need to back groups like the Lashkar-e-Taiba or like the Taliban in Afghanistan?
As you know, some members of Congress in Washington are saying it's time to cut aid to Pakistan, to sever those ties. What would you say to that? Would that be a good thing for the United States? Would that be a good thing for India?
I think cutting aid itself would be a terrible idea, but I think making a noise about cutting aid may in fact be a pretty good idea. Because the fact is that it's in the U.S.'s interest and India's interest and in Pakistan's own interest for it to be a stable, modern, moderate country. And you can't do that by cutting aid.
So ultimately, you're saying that the U.S. has to tolerate some of the, and presumably India too, has to some extent tolerate some of these shortcomings at the expense of getting some stability in return.
I don't think any country should be asked to tolerate terrorism. But I think that reasonable elements in India and the U.S. should understand that reforming Pakistan is a long-term process and that there are allies within Pakistan who we need to work with. And that means pressuring the army and the ISI to change its policies towards terrorism.
How would the United States push for more substantial reforms and changes in the way that the relationship operates?
I think we just need to make the case to reasonable people in Pakistan that they should look at other countries that have devoted themselves mainly to bettering the lives of their own people. A great example, in fact, that I bring up is Bangladesh. Bangladesh and Pakistan were one country until 1971. But if you look at Bangladesh today, it's got the army out of politics. It is most concerned with things like microcredit schemes, things that are anti-poverty measures. It has built a world-class textile export industry, and it is not interested in picking a fight with India. It doesn't have to love India. We don't have to expect Pakistanis to love Indians. But it can be more focused with what's happening within its own borders and improving the lives of its citizens than with what's happening in Afghanistan or India, which has really been the case in the past.
That's Sadanand Dume. He is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a columnist with the Wall Street Journal Asia. He joined me here in the studio. Sadanand, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.